begin our study of Parshas Lech Lecha with an analysis of the order and the choice of the first perek of Tehillim. But David HaMelech, Ashrei Ha'ish, the opening line of Sefer Tehillim, Ashrei Ish Shelo Halach Batzas Rishoyim Uvederech Hatoyim Lo Amad Uvemoshev Leitzim Lo Yoshav. In this opening verse that kicks off Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech speaks about the perfect person who's fortunate enough not to follow in the path of the evildoers, to leave the evildoers behind him, and not to dwell amongst those who would have a negative influence, the cynics and the leitzim. And here all the mefarshim wonder about the choice of this kapitel, this pasuk specifically, as the opening of Sefer Tehillim. Because the famous Gemara, the famous statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, that the five Chalakim, the five Sfarim of Sefer Tehillim parallel and correspond to the five books, the five Chumshei Torah. And it would seem that if there were a choice for a Perek, a Kapitel, that would open up Sefer Tehillim and would correspond to the book of Bereishis, it would be the second chapter of Tehillim, not the first kapitel Ashrei Ish Shelo Halach Batzas Rishoyim, but rather the second kapitel Lama Rogshu Goyim. And the reason is because in this kapitel, David HaMelech speaks about the nations of the world who are standing in amazement at the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring about the redemption of Israel. Al Hashem v'al Mashicho, Yoshev b'Shamayim Yischak, and God in heaven laughs at those who think that the people of Israel are fair prey for the nations who hate us and want to destroy us. Oz Yedamrei Lemo v'Apo v'Charoni v'Ahelo, He will shake up the nations of the world with His anger. Another part of the same kapitel seems to be referring to the creation of man. Ani hayom, ani hayom, yiladeticha. And not only that, but Chazal tell us that there are references, there are allusions in this kapitel to both the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlog as well. So it's not only a description of the greatness of Hashem as the protector of Israel, which of course would be a monumental and fundamental chapter and theme that would appropriately open up Sefer Tehillim. The fact that Klal Yisrael has existed amongst the Goyim in the Golus, and yet Hashem protects us. The amazing wonders and miracles of Hashem. But there's Dor HaMabul here, there's Dor HaFloga. And these are major incidents in Parshas Bereishis. Hashem appears here as the judge. V'yato v'lochem askilu hivastu shoftei aretz. It's high time that the peoples that inhabit this planet, this earth, will worship Hashem, accept His oneness, dedicate Himself, ivdus Hashem b'yira, gilu b'r'ada. And why is it that only the Jewish people are dedicated and loyal to Hashem? The other nations of the world, going back to the time of the Mabul, and of course the Dor HaFloga, Ki Yivar Kima'at Apo, Hashem is, so to speak, burning in His wrath. And Ashrei, how fortunate are the Jewish people, Kol Chosei Bo, who are loyal, who love Hashem. Why then, as we get back to our opening comment, is David HaMelech so fond of this fundamental message of Ashrei Ish Ashalo Halach Batzas Rishoyim? And that forms the opening, the kickoff of what is perhaps one of the greatest books of psalms, of songs, to Hashem, or praise to Hashem, if not the greatest for sure, that it was ever written. And we believe that this opening pasuk, if we read the Rambam carefully, the opening pasuk in Tehillim connects to Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Mimoladetcha, to Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha. So let's open up to the Rambam in Perek Vav, Mihilchas Deos, Halach Aleph. One of the most famous paragraphs, presentations of the Rambam is Mishneh Torah, Derech Briyaso Shalonam. The Rambam speaks about the nature of man. And he says, man, by his very makeup, is Leos Nimshach B'deosav V'masav V'reva Chaverov. He is influenced, he is impacted in the ways, in his beliefs, in his actions, by the friends that he associates with, by the social context in which he lives, the society where he finds himself. V'noi K'minag Anshe Medinoso. To a large extent, man imitates those who live in his country, in his homeland. And that's why you'll see in culture, every nation has its own culture, its own mores, and the people therein can be identified almost or distinguished by that particular culture. Man is a product of the influences of the society in which he lives. Lefichach, and therefore, says the Rambam, why is this so relevant and so fundamental in understanding the laws of Deos? Of how a person, a Jew, should live his life. Tzorech Adam lehischaver letzadikim. Every individual has to be careful, has to be certain to guarantee that his associations and his friendship, he rubs shoulders with tzadikim, leishev etzel chachamim tamid, always live amongst the chachamim and learn. Kidei sheyil momim aseihem, and be guided by their ways of life. V'yisrachik min harashayim. This is the fundamental principle. This will determine man as either good or the opposite. His ethical nature and character is determined as a function and a product of the society in which he lives. V'yisrachik min harashayim ha'holchim b'choshech. The evildoers are described here by the Rambam as those who walk in darkness. Stay far away from them. Yisrachik. Kidei shlo yilmod mimaseihem, not to learn from their ways of life. From their walks of life. Husha Shlomo Omer. This is what Shlomo tells us in his Chachma, in his book of Chachma. Holech es Chachamim Yechkam. V'ro Exilim Yerua. Those who follow in the footsteps of the wise people will be wise. And those who in a sense are like the sheep that go with the shepherd. In this case, the shepherd is the Exil. The Ksil in Mishlei is the paradigm of a cynic who scoffs at life with his laid-back attitude. Nothing, there's no higher noble ideals to strive for. The Omer in the Pasuk says, Ashrei Ha'ish V'Gomer. And here, the Rambam explicitly refers to the first Pasuk, the opening of Sefer Tehillim, Ashrei Shalom Holach B'Atzas Rishoyim. So we see that this opening line in Tehillim, according to the Rambam, is teaching us that what's absolutely critical in terms of determining the nature and the character of our life is who we hang around with, where we find ourselves, and whose company we keep. Ashrei Ha'ish. Only a person who understands, who appreciates this message and incorporates it into his life, he's the individual who will not follow in the pathways of the evildoers. V'chein, and the Rambam says this reflects not only on one's associations with his friends in a closer, more intimate circle, but medina. It refers to the entire culture, the society one lives in. Medina shemina gosel royim. If the pathways and the mores of this particular society are evil, and the people who dwell therein are not going in the right way, in the right pattern, let him pick himself up and leave, re-establish, relocate himself to a place, tzadikim, where the people are ethically upright and righteous. They follow in the right roads, the right pathways. This is like the Rambam's Mesilas Yesharim, but centuries before the Ramchal. And the Rambam says, call Amadinus, what do I do if I can't find an upgrade? Well, every single country at the time that I live, that inhabit the earth, Yodim V'shomeh shmuasam, what I know about and I hear about based on the reputation, Nogim v'derech lotova, they're all on the wrong path. And the Rambam adds two fascinating words, kivos manenu. The Rambam actually brings us down to home, and he says this is true for our period of time. So the Rambam 1,000 years ago is describing the countries on the face of the earth that he occupies as evil. Is then, or alternatively, she'ino yachal lelechaz v'dishim v'segatov v'vnei ha'gaisos v'vnei ha'choli, he cannot relocate and live and establish his domicile in a place which is good, either because it's dangerous to get there or because he's not up to it physically. So in both of these cases, where there is no alternative Medina, or even if there is an alternative better Medina, but he doesn't have option and access to live there, yeshev levado yechidi, best that he lives alone, a life of solitude, a life of Robinson Crusoe type, k'inyan shenemar yeshev badod v'yidom, a little bit like the Mitzora who lives outside, or like in the case of Eov, someone who is an Avelus and he sits in solitude, v'yidom, and he's silent. V'imhayu royim v'chatoim, she'im enichim oso leishev b'medina, elim k'enis arev imon v'noig v'nohog mara. If he realizes that by remaining within a certain country, a certain society, they will coerce him to mix with them, to join in their celebrations and their parties and in their national and cultural experiences and traditions, noig b'minhag amara, and therefore they impose upon him their will to live the life as they will live it according to the rules of evil, is yetzei lema'oros l'chuchim u'lemidbaros. The Rambam says, I advocate that he go out into the desolate areas, and he describes various wildernesses, the alyanig atzmo b'derech hatoyim, but that's the price that he has to pay, because the alternative is to lead a life of evil and evil ways. Ke'inyon shenemar mi'itneni b'midbar malon orchim, and the Rambam says a person should go out and live in the wilderness. If need be, there's no other alternative. The alternative is to live in a society and follow in the footsteps of evil. That's totally unacceptable. That is not, says the Rambam, a valid alternative. Don't even think about it. And therefore, because a man is influenced by society, he has to find the right society with the tzaddikim and the chacham. If he cannot do so, let him live the life of a hermit out in the wilderness. And here we want to take a look at the pretty famous introduction of Rabbeinu Bechai, the great Rishon, the great commentary on the Torah, this Hakdama to Parshas Lech Lecha. You'll take note that not every Parsha does Rabbeinu Bechai deem worthy of having an introduction. Generally speaking, he dives right into Pasuk Aleph in the new Parsha, but here he quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei as the introduction to Lech Lecha. Holech es chachamim yechkam v'roek silim yaruah. The pasuk tells us that those who follow the chachamim will become wise, and those who follow the ksilim will become evil. Shlomo HaMelech says, Rabbeinu Bechai, yazir v'pasuk hazel odom lishtadlu b'cheves chachom lisrachik mi'cheves haksilim. Rabbeinu Bechai is basically reflecting the same ideas identically that we saw in the Rambam. A person has to work very hard to find himself in the chevra, in the society of chachamim, and to distance himself from the chevras haksilim, the society of the evildoers, of the scoffers, of the cynics. And the pasuk tells us, holech es chachamim. And what is the emphasis on the word holech? He says, shaholech achreim tamid. Holech is written in the language of Hove, in the grammatical present tense, indicating a constant, continuous halicha, mischaber alehem, osa atzmam tof alehem. He has to be close to them and make himself, in a sense, subservient to them, secondary to them. And this is the advice of Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei and of Rabbeinu Bechai. If a person has this attribute and he's always constantly trying to be with the Chachamim, ain safek sheyech kam. I don't have a doubt, says Rabbeinu Bechai. He is absolutely, certainly guaranteed that he will become a Chacham. V'mischaber maksilim. And on the flip side, on the negative side, if he becomes close to the ksilim, there's no doubt sheyehu lahem rosh ha'rua. He will become evil as a result, and they'll break down, you know, any purity and any sincere loyalty that he has. V'hine ha'posuk mevara nezek ha'magia mi'chevras ha'ksilim. The posuk here is describing the damage that will come to a person when he associates with the ksilim, with these evildoers. For all nezek built mibli toeles, and don't think that there's any positive side, any dividends that accrue to you as a result of hanging out amongst the ksilim. It's pure loss, it's pure damage, 100% total, absolute. The yesh bechevras hachachamim toeles mibli nezek, and in the flip side, in the positive side, being associated, rubbing shoulders constantly with the wise people and with a great chachamim is always going to bring him benefit. The lashon ksilim, and what does it mean? Ksil heim bocharei amidos hamagunos, those who cling to the negative attributes, vataivos, and the desire for hedonistic pleasure, agufanios umevazim inyonei haseichel, and they are cynical about anything that's rational, that's wise, that's ethical. So when he speaks about the ksil, Rabbeinu Bechai points out that these are bochrei midos hamagunos. And unfortunately, we look around us and we see people who are full of such anger, and they are aggressive individuals. Sometimes, in the worst case scenario, they're thieves. They may be perverted in morality. That so many different ways in which that midos are midos megunos, and all these midos megunos emanate from selfishness. A person is self-centered. He thinks that the whole world is there just to give him pleasure, and in order for him to achieve that pleasure and to achieve his goals, he's willing to do anything. There's nothing, no bar, nothing will stop him. These are the bochrei midos megunos. These are the ksilim. These are those who care only about eat, drink, and be merry. The today and the now and the here. Ukshem shechevras hachachomim siva gdol v'azmona rabba v'kiyum avodas Hashem yisro asmona eleha. Kein chevras haksilu v'rshoim azmona gdol v'siva levitula. He says that two sides of a coin, if we associate with chachomim, that will be a great cause, a powerful cause, to bring about a fulfillment of avodas Hashem on a constant basis. So too, in the flip side, and the negative side, hanging out with the ksilim and with the evildoers is definitely a cause, a designation. He calls it azmana libitula. It is almost, signed and sealed that it'll be the exact opposite of kiyum avodas Hashem yisparach v'asmodei le'ah. Just the opposite. By hanging around with the ksilim, the rishayim, he will undermine the possibility of his being dedicated to the service of Hashem for which he was created. Shekem kasuv ki yaser es bincha me'achorai. What these evildoers will do is they will entice your children to go away from me, says God. Al kein ra David amelech. And now we get to the answer to our original question. Lahaschil sifro. This is so important, of such fundamental significance, that David saw fit that this should be the opening line to Sefer Tehillim, Lahaschil Sifro, to begin his great work, Dar Chokas Chevras Harshoim, with this theme that we must learn and allow it to penetrate into our hearts and our souls, to be far, far away from associating with the Rishoim. Stay away from them. V'hizkir miyad inyan haTorah, and immediately, following this opening introduction, David HaMelech says, "Ki im b'Torah Hashem cheftzo," that rather, by staying away and distancing himself from the evildoers, he will dedicate himself to the Torah, and that's the Torah that Hashem wants for us. And how is this an introduction to Parshas Lech Lecha? We've answered the question why David HaMelech starts with this principle. It's so fundamental, it'll guarantee that a person be on the right path, and if he does the opposite, Chas V'Shalom, on the wrong path. But why is this an introduction to Parshas Lech Lecha, to Avram Avinu, says Rabbeinu Mechai, Hine Avram Avinu Lev Hashem, you guessed it, Ratzel Lekayim Inyan HaTorah V'Avoda. There was no other desire in Avram's life, in his soul, in his heart, other than to fulfill the Torah and to serve Hashem. Kvoshe Darshas, the Gemara tells in Erevin and other places, Kiyem Avram Avinu Afilu Erev Tavshilin. Avram fulfilled all the mitzvahs of the Torah. For Hutzrach Li Zoyim Yichevras Anshei Dorah Rishoyim. Obviously, Avram Avinu, as the only individual on the face of the earth who believed in Hashem, who was dedicated and loyal to Hashem's service, he was living in a rotten society. Obviously, all those who he would associate with, all his chevra, would be Anshei Rishoyim, Anshei Dor Rishoyim. Shehayu Siba Libito Abchira, and they will only destroy and undermine his, Avraham Avinu's, choice. When he has free choice, he chooses the good. They'll undermine that and bring him down. Al-Kain Baal Edivir Hashem. Therefore Hashem gave him the command. She is rachik v'hem, get away from them. The Al Yislach Lechimoyim, we're going to soon see that is a catchphrase for Lech Lecha, Al Yislach Lechimoyim, that Chazal saw in the Lech Lecha, a warning about to Hashem's warning to Avram Avinu to stay away from all this lichluch, this contamination. The Sheyelech Me'artzo Mimaladito El Haaretz Hasher Yirena. He should go to a far off place, leave his familiar surroundings, his homeland, his nation, his people, his culture. Get yourself out of there, and Hashem will show you the right path. He'll take you to a place, a Har Moria, where there you will serve Hashem. V'zeo shekos v'yom Hashem al Avram lecha me'artzcho miladcho be'savicha el haaretz shereko kein. Hoy Avram, dor betoch ovdei avodah zara. Avram had been living, whether it be in Kazdin or elsewhere, amongst the idol worshippers. Now it's time to get out of there. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lecha srachek me'em, v'al teslach lechimoyim. V'zeo shetofas haloshon lech lecha. The Mefarshim want to know why the double language lech lecha, and in this case it's miloshon lich luch. If you change the two chafs of fits into chafs, regular chafs, it's lich luch, which means stay away from these contaminating influences, this society that's going to bring you down, that's going to undermine your good side. You're dedicated to and loyal to Hashem. Make sure that you get far away from these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, who are living immoral lives of idolatry, of idol worship, and other midos megunos. These are the members of the society of Avraham Avinu's homeland. Get out of there, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Far away. And in this context, with this background, we can begin to analyze the seder, the sequence of the Lech Lecha. It starts with Me'artzecha, Mimoladetcha, Mibeis Avicha, and all the Mefarshim are worried about this. Why is the Torah doing this? Why is Hashem saying to Avram, leave your Eretz, leave your Moledes, leave your Beis Avicha? The sequence is illogical. It should have been just the reverse. First you leave Beis Avicha, then you leave the Moledes. Moledes means the area in which you live, you know, the city or the province, and then Me'artzcha from the entire country. Why switch around the order? And this question was addressed by the Alshich HaKodesh, Rabbi Shah Alshich, and he speaks about the fact that Adam Yotze Tchila Me'artzo, V'yachkach mi'ir moladeto, v'yachkach mi'beis aviv, is it possible? It should have said, lechom beis avicha, mi'moladetcha, u'mi'artzecha. And he quotes the Rambam at the beginning of the sixth parak of Deos that we saw, that the teva, the nature of Bnei Adam, is that then imshachim, they are influenced and impact by the Bnei Amedina. And how much more so are they influenced and impacted by the Bnei Mishpachtam, by the members of their family where they were raised. And how much more so, Nishba Shemoshech Tivo Yosef Yosach Teva Aviv Imo Shenizgal Al Birkam. Not only the people in the family unit, in the broader sense, but how much more so a father and a mother that raised them on their knees from childbirth. How much more so are they a negative influence? So why does the pasuk reverse the order? And the answer is Lo al yitzias haguf bilvad nitztav Avram. Avram is not commanded here to physically distance himself. That too, of course, but beyond that, Ela af al yitzias hanefesh, that his soul should distance itself. Lahotzi es nafsho kol kula me'al golus. The soul and the spirit of Avram is tief, he's very deeply embedded in golus and exile. And Avram has to extricate himself from that. Lishkoach v'lakor milibo es arzo es molavito ves beis oviv. Im hergeli avod ezor shalahem v'kevin shken kol akar v'yosu v'libo shaladam okro achrona. A person can't remove that which is so close to his heart and his soul immediately. It's got to be a step-by-step gradual process. Lefichach sider akosif tchila. First, if you want to cut yourself off and forget about the influences of Arzacha, of your country, because that's a more limited and indirect kind of impact. V'akach moladito, and then the home of your family. Ubesov Achron Achron Gam Espace Horov Echov Vech Yosef, is the closest member of his family, not just the city, not just his cousins and other relatives, but his closest members of the family unit. That's a gradual process. After you can cut yourself off from Arzacha, in a conceptual sense, meaning from the influence of Arzacha on your Nefesh. We're not talking about physical Arzacha. Then you can move forward to the next stage. And you're ready to cut yourself off from, again, nefesh-wise, from your moledes. And then finally, you're ready for the highest challenge, the greatest challenge of Beis Avicha, of taking out of your system all those negative influences that penetrate into your heart from your own parents. We know that Terach Avivram was an idol worshiper. And all this, as we say in Yiddish, we have to take it out of our bones. You know, Avraham Avinu has to clean himself and purify himself of even the influences which are so close to his heart, namely his parents, who have impacted on him from the day he popped his head out from his birth. And that's the greatest challenge. So we have to do this in a gradual sort of way. This is the approach of Lechcha, Me'artzcha, Me'mladetcha, and ultimately Beis Avicha. This is Avraham Avinu's great challenge, and for many people, it's a great challenge even today, especially in the society that we live in, which the Rambam says came over by Neino 1,000 years ago. How worse has it gotten since Rambam's time? And let's take a look at the opening comment of the Chassam Sofer to Parshas Lech Lecha. He first refers to Rabbeinu Bechai that we saw, that Lech Lecha is Miloshen Lichluch, and he embellishes this slightly. He says, Nira li pirshin is Lach Lech Adayin Miklipos Arzo Umimoladeto. That there was a Lichluch, there was a contamination of Avram's pure soul from what the Chassam Sofer calls klipos, which means the evil influences of the culture of his eretz, of the land and the country, number two, molades, of his hometown, if you will, or his home family surroundings. Okay, lech lecha la'aretz asher areka v'sham tizdakech. The ultimate goal here in cleaning himself off of the lichluch of the klipos of his eretz and moledes is to come to a land which I will show you, and there you will purify yourself. So the process of purification is the process of coming to this new land. Pilaf, you know, if I can just bring this down to home a little bit, you know, people come to Eretz Yisrael for all sorts of reasons, but ultimately the fundamental reason that should motivate us is to come to Eretz Yisrael kedei teshetis tizdakech, you know, This means a process of zikuch. Zikuch means to purify ourselves. That's what it means to come to the land Asher Erecha. Vishuv says the Chasam Sofer, Achakol haZikuch hazeh b'Eretz Yisrael. Even though he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and that's already a major progress of purification of zikuch, and to some extent, we can say that he purified the influence of the Eretz, of Arzo, Moladato even, but Adayin Oye Nechshav Lichluch Kenegin Mokom Amoria Achen Is Dakech Al Yidei Akrovas Beno. He says that Avraham Avinu has to do an even more profound act of purification. Not enough that he comes to Eretz Yisrael and he removes Arzacha and perhaps even Moladetcha, but there's still lichluch left. How should we say? Shiraim of lichluch. Deep in his nefesh. And once again, Avraham Avinu has to be taken, has to be guided to a place that has even a greater, more profound power of cleansing, of purification. And that's Makom HaMoriah. That's the Har where Hashem dwells. And there, Hashem demands of Avraham Avinu the greatest sacrifice, Hakrovas Beno, Al Kein Gam Shonksiv, Lechacha Al Eretz HaMoriah. Fascinating. Here at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the words Lech Lecha, which means to remove the lichluch, appear, but there's no mention of Har Moriah, at least not explicitly. It's just El Haaretz Asher Erecha, the land that I'll show you. But at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, when we get to the ultimate sacrifice, the 10th and the highest, most profound of all the nisyonos, of all the challenges and tribulations that Avraham faces, that of the Akedah, there again it's going to say Lech Lecha, because there's still at this Gimblivin, there's still Shirayim left, some residue of the Lichluch of Artzcha and Muladetcha Beis Avicha, and that can only be removed with another Lech Lecha, in this case El Eretz HaMoriah. That is the Eretz HaMoriah, that's the ultimate sacrifice and the ultimate level of zikuch, in which the process of purification, of removing the influences of Arzo Moladeto Beis Avicha, finally reaches its fruition, its completion, and all those influences are removed, and Avram is now purified. So we could say that the Eser Nisyonish Nisyas Avram Avinu Kohen Chasam, so from the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha till its end, are all tests that are geared for zikuch. That's their goal. And it's all connected to lichluch of Arzo Moladeto Beis Avicha. And here, we want to take a look at another dimension of the Rambam that we started with, the Rambam Hilchos Deos Perek Vav. And we want to see if we can find a relevancy between the Rambam's description of of living amongst the Chachamim here in Perek Vav with Yishmael. Because the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, V'hu yeh pera adam yodo v'kol v'yad kol bo. Rashi explains, what is the description of pera adam with regard to Yishmael, who hasn't yet been born? Rashi says, pera adam oev midbarios, Latsud Chayos. And we're always trained to believe that when Rashi says that Yishmael, described as a Paradon, lives in the wilderness and he's out there shooting, you know, his arrows at animals and hunting them down, Kmo Shekasu Vayhi Rova Keshes V'yosha V'midbar Paran, the Torah actually describes Yishmael as the one who shoots with his bow and arrow, living as it were in the desert of Paran. Yesh la'ayin. We think this is very negative. That's the way we've always been taught. Yishmael is a paradam. He lives in the wildernesses. He's a hunter. That can't be positive. But harei nemar zebetor's bracha. This is a bracha that Hashem is bestowing upon Avram, describing his son Yishmael in a positive way. My bracha is Peshia Oiv mid Barrios? You're telling me that this man is attracted, he loves living in the wilderness? Completely cut off from you in society? Could this be a positive bracha? So I want to refer you to a chiddush, a brilliant chiddush of the Brisker Rav, which is quoted in the Shaila Torah. The Shaila Torah from Miller is a classical work based on the Torah of Brisk, but on Parsha. And the Brisker Rav quotes this Rambam. And the Rambam says, as we saw before, that a person is influenced and impacted in his deos, meaning his midos, and his maisim, and his actions, by his friends, the society he lives in, and a person has to always find himself in the proper society, the proper surroundings of tzaddikim. And he should learn from their actions. But then the Rambam says, what do you do in a case where there's no other option? You want to go to a different medina, because this medina rots to the core. It's contaminated morally. It's ethically polluted. So you find another medina. Well, there is no other medina, my friend. The next door country is even worse. It just gets from bad to worse. Says the Rambam, if that be the case, if he has absolutely no other options, is yetze lema'oros ulechuchenu lemidbarios, he should go out and live a life of solitude in the desert. Says the Brisker Rav, v'huyeh pera adam is a bracha. And what's the substance, the essence of that bracha? Is that Yishmael would not remain living in the medina, because the medina is rotten, they're knowing minhagim royim, but rather he goes out to the deserts, as a para adam does. So this comparison, the analogy of Yishmael to a para adam, is a positive one, which attributes a great moral courage to Yishmael, that he is willing to be mekayim what the Rambam says, yotzei lemidbarios, because he realizes that whatever medina he'll find himself in, it'll just drag him down morally and ethically. Again, there's a very interesting twist to the pasuk in Perek Tezayin, pasuk Yudbeis, v'huyeh para adam, in the name of the Brisker Rav. But it all comes back to the same discussion that we started with, the opening line in Tehillim, Ashrei Isha Shelo Holach Matzas Rishayim, the Moshav Leitzim Lo Yashav, he's not going to be dwelling amongst the Moshav Leitzim. As the Rambam says, if all the Medinos that he hears about are Noagim B'Derech Tova, or he can't get out to that Medina and live there with his Derech Tova, but all the Medinos are Derech Ra, in such a case, Yeshev, the Rambam says, Yeshev Levado Yechidi, and he should be a Yoshev Midbarios. And that's what Rabbeinu Bachai, as we saw in his introduction, said that in order to cleanse and purify from Avinu his Lichluch, he had to get out of that society of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, of Midos Megunos. Avraham Avinu had to be protected morally and ethically by going to a different place and living amongst better people, or maybe even amongst no people if he can't find any better people. And the order has to be, as we saw in the Ksam Sofer, ultimately the purification process reaches its apex with the last Lech Lecha, Eretz HaMoriah, at the time of the Akedah. And here I want to share with you a Musa Shmuz in the name of the Chazon Ish, which is quoted in one of these anthologies called the Imrei Shefer, not here in Lech Lecha, but later on in Parshas Vayera. The Chazon Ish, believe it or not, was asked the question, why don't we fulfill the verdict or the principle codified by the Rambam, as we do all the codes of the Rambam? And if all the Medinos are Shmuasam, Noagim B'Derech Lo Tova, we have to get out there and be Yoshvei Midbarios. We look around at the society, and in the Rambam's case, certainly the Rambam looked around at his society and beyond, and we find it's all Royim V'Chatoim. And he can't live anywhere and be uncontaminated by the society he lives in. Why don't we go out and fulfill the dictum of the Rambam and live in the Midbarios? And the Chazon Ish, again, it's hard to... You know, it's hard to evaluate the response of the Chazon Ish to this question. The question itself is a fascinating one, and it sort of quotes, can catch a posting off guard. When somebody quotes to a posek, a Rambam or Shulchan Aruch or whatever it might be, and says, "Hey, how come we're not fulfilling this?" You know, the posek is always in a very sensitive position. What should he say? But the Chazon Ish wants to build on this, and he turns to his Talmud who asks this question. He says, "You know what? We have to find midbarios. We have to find ma'aros that are appropriate for our time. And you know what the appropriate ma'aros are in our time?" He says, "Elu heim batei knesios u batei midrashos." A Jew wants to be saved and spared and protected from the influence of the negative influence of the street, of the society and the culture which he lives. There are waves of evil that threaten to completely inundate him and sweep him along. He says the only thing is olav listater. He's got to find himself hidden away. Where is he hidden away? Nobody knows where to find him. It's like the gvir, the wealthy and successful businessman who says to his secretary, "Now I have a seder limud. You know, from 12 noon to 1 p.m., I'm learning. I will not take phone calls under any circumstances. I cannot be disturbed." Says the Chazon Ish, olav listater lefachol shos mispar. He has to dedicate a few hours listater, you know, really to hide away. Al yedei kvias itim l'torah, and to set aside time for the study of Torah. Man yuchal linog l'nayel milchemes kodesho batzloch. He's involved in milchemes hakodesh, milchemes Hashem constantly. He needs a few hours to distance himself from that battlefield, to be kovei itim l'torah in privacy, in solitude if need be. He's a yoshev midbarios. So the Chazon Ish is really making a radical change here. You know, instead of the simple pshat, straightforward pshat to the Rambam, that holchei midbarios means find yourself living out in the midbar, the Chazon Ish takes it as a statement about the structure of one's day, the schedule. One should schedule time in the midbar on a daily basis. Moved away in solitude, hidden away from society, and be kovei itim l'torah. In that sense, he's in the midbar part of the day, recharging, so to speak, his spiritual batteries. And that's what's going to carry him through the day, and through the week, and through the year. It's that connection to a pure source, to the well, the Be'er Shel Torah, to the Mikvah Shel Hashem HaMetairos. That connection, that dedication. And it's got to be on a daily basis. He's got to find time out of his busy schedule to sneak away and to, you know, run to the Ir Michlat, so to speak, to recharge. It's like, you know, when your car is going low on gas, you know, you got to go to the pumps and fill up with gas. You know, so too the nefesh needs that influx, that impact of spiritual energy, of pure, unadulterated Torah without lichluch, divine wisdom that should penetrate into his heart and his soul and make it feasible for him to carry on in the day. So on the one hand, the Chazon Ish was not willing to say, "Hey, you know what, we should be living in the midbarios." That he didn't say. Let's just pack up and create a new yishuv in the midbar. Although the Chazon Ish did succeed in creating almost a large midbar in Bnei Brak, which is Kulei Torah. But what the Chazon Ish wants to do is take this question and give it a practical musar shmuz, musar, shall I say, a principle that is practical for us and for many people on a daily basis, to find this time of being Yoshev B'Midbar, of being Megala L'Makom Torah, so to speak, by hiding out with a sefer, with a shir, a chavrusa, a shir, whatever it might be during that time, which is pure and dedicated to remove lichluch, and to strengthen him spiritually to face the challenges, the milchama of the society that we live in on an ongoing basis. And I would like to take this opportunity to remember my mother, may she rest in peace. She, in this area of being Mizrachik Min HaRashayim, she had an uncanny intuition, and she knew which friends I should be hanging around with and which not, and she always tried Bin Imus to steer me in the right direction towards the right friends and the right society, and I have a great deal of Hakaras HaTov to my mother for that. I want to end with an insight of the Bir Agra, and this is an insight into a different pasuk in Mishlei. You know, we were studying one pasuk in Mishlei of Holech Es Chacham Yechkam. Now, let's look at a pasuk a little bit further on. Pagosh Dov Shakul Beish Ve'al Ksil Be'ivalto. Here, Shlomo Melech speaks about the dove, about the bear. But not just the bear, but Shakul. Shakul means it's lost its children. And the Gaon says that the choice of a bear amongst animals, I mean, theoretically a hunter could take away any of the children and the young of any animal, but why the dove singled out? Because who rags on me? Oh, this is one of the angriest animals and the most ferocious and powerful, dangerous animals if he gets angry. And he becomes a shakul. Imagine somebody kills one of the little cubs. And the pasuk says, Be'ish. Imagine that one person who shot dead or with a sling and arrow killed a cub. Shaharag bonov be'eshi pakshenu. When the dove, the parent, will encounter this hunter, vare sakanoso atzuma miot. There's no question that his life is in peril, in jeopardy, very much so in jeopardy. Mikomakom, says Shlomo, Tov Yosel Lifgosh Sadov, Milifgosh Haksil, Biesha Olech Lasos Ivalto, Oksha Osek Vivalto. He says, Shlomo Melch is telling us that if you have a choice of two things, and they're both obviously bad, but one is worse than the other. Now, which one is worse? Well, one choice is to encounter alone, a human being encountering an angry bear because the bear accuses you of killing his cub, his offspring. That's pretty bad. What could be worse than that? Worse than that is al ksil bivalto, is to encounter the ksil when he's on his way to do evil and to undermine and to break down any moral code of behavior. Stay away. That's, you know, that's a worse pegisha, that's a worse encounter, because pegisha means a close, intimate interconnection. That's even worse and more detrimental than putting your life in danger with an encounter with the bear, the parent bear, who is absolutely ferociously and dangerously angry because you have killed its cub, its offspring. So we see over and over again how important this principle is to stay far away from the ksil. This is the basic morality and musar of our people. David HaMelech is going to open up to Tehillim with this moral principle. Shlomo HaMelech is going to establish this principle over and over again and tell us it's so important that avoiding the interaction with the ksil is even more important than more avoidable, it should be avoided, I mean, than meeting up with a dangerous bear who's out there to pounce upon you and rip you to shreds. And finally, as we saw in the Rambam, the pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim is really a reference to this concept of moving far away because the society will always influence us. Avram Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha is called upon in a gradual basis to move far away from those influences around him. And we too in our daily lives have to follow suit. We have to embrace this principle of Musar as one of the basics and live our lives accordingly. Ratzon may be his will that we all be zocha to stay far away from the ksilim, from the evildoers, and on the contrary, always find ourselves in the company of Chachamim, of Bnei Aliyah, of those who cling to Torah, who are Davik Bakarish Baruch in his Avoda, those who want to study Chachma, true Chachma, and share that Chachma with us. And maybe even if we don't learn from them formally, nevertheless, just being in their society, being surrounded by them, living amongst them, watching the way they live and being embraced by their behavior patterns, that itself will elevate us. We too will be written amongst the tzaddikim and the chachamim if we do this, if we take this principle to heart. Kei yiratzon. Amen.